Hello, everyone, and welcome to Natural Geekery, a podcast focusing on gaming, storytelling, creativity, and how it intertwines to create a vast and amazing community. This is episode 14. I'm Brian. Welcome aboard. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. So it has been more than numerous weeks since my last episode, and I thought I would do an episode kind of talking about where I've been, what's going on, and where the show is going to go from here. So it's going to be a little bit more of a solo show and just sort of a catch-up kind of episode. More importantly, this is a Thanksgiving episode. Thanksgiving is only a few days away, and I want to pay particular attention to the gratitude that I feel towards all of you that have been listening to this show since I started it this year, all of the support I've received, the folks that have come on and interviewed with me. It has been amazing, and it will continue to be amazing. And I want to thank all of you for just being a part of this. It has been a long journey of gaming and storytelling since I first started, and if someone would have told me 20 years ago or even more that I'd be doing a podcast on this subject, I wouldn't have believed them. A big, huge thank you to everyone. So the main reason that there hasn't been a podcast in a while is because, quite frankly, I needed a break. It was a poorly scheduled, unplanned, unannounced break. I simply ran out of spoons. The problem is that making this podcast stopped being fun for me, and it was taking up far too much of my time, and I did not recognize the warning signs when they crept up on me until finally I turned around and I just didn't want to do it anymore. So I thought I'd take a week or two off, and that turned into, you know, where we are now. And it's also, luckily, given me time to think about things and think about what I want to go forward. I definitely want to keep this podcast going, so we're not going anywhere. But I think one of the things that I think is going to be necessary moving forward is I'm not going to try and get an episode out every week, at least not for a while. I think perhaps once every 2 weeks might be doable. And this is mainly because I want to maintain that atmosphere of fun and passion about things, which I couldn't maintain with weekly episodes, as well as working a full-time job and also wanting to spend time with family and friends and game nights, and you know what I mean. So I've just been thinking that we will back it off a bit and move to perhaps a twice-a-month schedule and perhaps a little bit of a longer show with a little bit more content. We'll see. So where have I been? What have I been doing? Well, I have been playing in my home game, the Tales of the Take game, which I've talked about on several episodes and have interviewed people from that. I will be interviewing the rest of the crew as we move forward, probably after the holidays. I have been playing in a couple games. I just finished up a game actually on Scraticus Academy on Twitch, and Scraticus was nice enough to have me on the show again, and I got to play a human ranger in Barovia, which was a lot of fun. And I've just been having a great time just in stories, pretty much. More importantly, I stumbled onto something here lately that I never thought I would find myself enjoying. That is a particular app, and you may have heard of it by now. It's gaining a lot of speed and a lot of traction, and it's called TikTok. Now, TikTok is where you make short videos to music, where you lip sync or dance or be silly. And my youngest kid introduced me to this, and I was a little confused by it at first. But that quickly changed when I realized that there were people on there making original characters, or OCs. A lot of these are cosplayers, but there were also creating their story tags. And lo and behold, I found a story tag on Hogwarts professors. And so I looked at it, and I just was lucky enough to catch the very beginning of what turned into a phenomena on the app. And as of this moment, I believe there are close to 1,000 players or users that are creating Hogwarts Professor's original characters. And so I created one in those early weeks and found myself utterly enjoying creating videos and telling a story of this professor set in this alternate Hogwarts universe. So much so, and I've had so many wonderful connections with people that were strangers at first, but now have become fairly close friends in a short amount of time. I am reminded of a live action game that I played in for about 5 years where we had a large number of people and there was a lot of interaction. What I'm finding is that there is a lot of that kind of energy and storytelling flow that maps directly onto the LARP experience that I'm running into with this TikTok experience. There are groups that are telling stories within the larger story. And these are all, just to remind you, these are only within 15-second to 1-minute long little videos that people make. And the creativity that is coming out of this is a bonfire. And I highly recommend if you get a chance to check it out. When I created my TikTok account, I just on a lark created it as a Natural Geekery. So you can find me there. You can find my silliness there. Please come over if you want to. Have a laugh and enjoy. I guarantee you that when you first get there, you will be confused. I think that is inevitable for the most part if you're not familiar with this. But have patience, scroll around, have fun, and I think in time you'll catch on. The stories that are going on do take some time to kind of get your brain around because you're dealing in small little snippets and you're going to spend a lot of time sort of exploring the tag, which is Hogwarts Professors, if you're interested in that. And there are other tags. There's a criminal mafia tag. There is a Firefly tag that's just starting up. Just basically all sorts and manners of different creative tags and stories that are happening on TikTok that people are getting into. And of course, you can just get on TikTok and make silly videos if you want. I've made a few of those myself, and they're a lot of fun. There is something about the blending, about the alchemical blending of video, audio, acting, or lip syncing and acting with a particular sound that is in the library or using a sound of your own. There's a whole technique and art to it, which I have been surprised by and amazed by. So I highly recommend it. I definitely fell down a TikTok hole, but it enabled me to have that break I needed to touch that passion of storytelling again. And I am now up and running fully there. And some of you actually from there may be listening to this podcast right now. And if you are, you guys are amazing. And yeah, if you ever want to be on this show or be interviewed, you simply let me know and we will make that happen. So that's my TikTok plug. I was a little nervous, to be honest, about revealing my TikTok persona, but I think it's important. And I think it's important to see just how powerful it can be to let yourself have fun, regardless of your age, regardless of your gender or anything like that. That is one of the most powerful things I've found on TikTok is that it matters very little about your age. Well, can't say that, I guess. I'm one of the older users on the app, so. But people don't seem to mind that much. The people that do mind, you just block them. It's just that easy. So yeah, there'll be more to come on that front as I dive more into the storytelling potential of what's happening over there. It's something new, it's amazing, and it's fun. So with the podcast, what's coming up? Well, more of the same. We're going to be, some more interviews are on their way. I've kind of come back to getting things scheduled and getting things ironed out, and we'll start getting some more interviews here. I want to get more into the concept of what I am going to call table flow and storytelling and shared storytelling and how you can work together to build a narrative. I probably will bring a couple guests on to help me discuss that. So it's not just me talking about it, but because I think that there is there's power in that. There's power in the ability of folks discussing things. I think you can learn from that. So that is something I'm hoping to do soon. Letters to Kelsey will continue. And I'm trying to figure out how to organize those so they make a little bit more of cohesive sense, so you can go from one episode to another, which is a little bit difficult since they're kind of special episodes within the larger mix of the podcast, but that is happening for sure. And then finally, there's going to be some new content that I'm going to try and get done, hopefully over the holidays to kick it off, and you guys will probably hear that in January, I'm guessing. And that's about it, I think. I hope all of you are able to enjoy Thanksgiving with either chosen family or family, Friendsgiving. I hope you guys have those if you're not able to get with family. And I hope you get a chance to play games and have fun and tell stories. Thanks so much for hanging in there. We're going to come back a little bit stronger, I think, a little bit wiser from this break. And I hope you enjoy the content that's about to come. I look forward to seeing your comments or your questions. Feel free. You can always email me at naturalgeekery@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter, either at Natural Geekery or at Coyote Guy. Reach out and I would be glad to talk to you. If you are interested in being interviewed or talking about your experiences with gaming or with story flow or narrative or improv or TikTok or any of that stuff, feel free to shoot me a line and we'll hang out, spend some time together. And that's going to be it. Thanks, everybody. And, I want to say, keep shining. The world needs us creative folks more than I think it's ever needed us in recent history. So keep shining your light and keep being weird. There's a saying on TikTok right now. There's a thing going around where, hey, I like your weird. That's it. I like your weird. Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody. I will see you on the next episode. Take care.